bit overwhelming, isn't it?
Hello. We're going to try and get through this, so if the stage fright doesn't get you, then the lack of a voice will. That's why I waited for the mic to go up. I'm Kevin Wilkins, and this is my wife Janet, and we are the Work and Witness Coordinators for the Philippines, Micronesia Field, and APNTS. Here is a picture of our family. In this picture, we have our son Jim and his wife Maddie, our daughter Carrie, and our grafted-in daughter Amber, and her two sons Ian and Michael. We are very blessed. Our place of origin is Southern California, U.S. So, does everybody know what Work and Witness is? Work and Witness is a ministry through the Church of the Nazarene where teams go to partner with other churches, districts, hospitals around the world for the purpose of doing ministry, construction, and medical types of projects. It was started by laymen. After several years, it was named Work and Witness in 1984. It is self-funded, and it has changed the face of missions in every corner of the world. Our job as Work and Witness coordinators is split 50-50 between the Philippines Micronesia Field and APNTS. So we try to split our time between both groups. When we're not busy with teams, which we have here now, we help the field and APNTS where we can. We are proud and blessed to serve APNTS and the field office. I would like to have our team from Canton, Ohio come up front now, all of you. They're working on renovating Unit 14, the big house on the top of the hill. They will be creating individual units with a private bath. These units will be available next year, and we would love to have you come up to Unit 14 and join the team if you have some time. You'll be blessed, and you will also be a blessing to the group who has traveled so far. Ron, can you go ahead and have your team introduce themselves?
My name is Ron. I am from Canton, Ohio. We are famous for the Football Hall of Fame, but I know you guys are all into basketball, so we'll cut that short. I just want to take an opportunity to thank you so much for allowing us to come and work here at APTNS. It has been a true blessing. The love you guys have shown us and our team has been amazing. We are very grateful, very humbled, and very thankful that God has given us this opportunity. So,
wait. You're supposed to also share not only your name, but what you do or occupation.
My hobby right now is my three grandkids, who I love tremendously, and they live too far away from us. I work as a salesman for Pepsi. So if anybody has Coke products here today, I will not talk to you. And again, I just want to thank you for letting us be here.
Hi, my name is Barbara Tarantino, and I am a retired educator. I worked in the high school system for the first 9 years as a high school Spanish teacher, and then the final years of my 30 plus years was as a high school guidance counselor. So in the past 6 years as a retired person, I don't have a employment, but one of the things I do to keep busy is I serve on the Board of Trustees at NTS in Kansas City, and I enjoy that very much.
Good morning. My name is Joe Tarantino. I am the other half of Barbara and I have been married almost 40 years this fall. I retired 2014. We're from the aerospace industry where I worked as a chemist. I was engineering. I was in management and did a variety of things, none of which qualifies me to work on Work and Witness. But the Lord has blessed me with good health, and when the opportunities have arisen, I've accepted it. I do a lot of long-distance bicycling, and I'm currently training for the Boston Marathon, so if you want to join me, I'm trying to get some runs. I'm doing a lot of hill work this week, so join me about 5:45, and we'll see if we can get a few miles in. So, all right. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is also Joe. My name is Joe Lump. I currently live in Alexandria, Virginia, but I was born and raised in Canton, Ohio. I am a hotel general manager. I work for the Hilton Hotels Corporation. I've been doing that for about 30 years. As part-time and as a way of stress relief, I do renovations of friends' and family's houses so that they can get things done. It's kind of a stress relief for me to go in and knock down walls or build walls in order to make me feel good for that day. So thank you.
Hi, my name is Cindy Bishop. I'm an ordained elder in the Church of the Nazarene. And I also minister to women that are living on the margins of society, prostitution and addiction. I run sober living houses for them. This is my first trip, Work and Witness, and I'm really happy to be here. I love the food, the people, and the countryside is just beautiful, so I'm glad to be here.
My name's Christina, and I'm an adjuster for an insurance company. And this is my 9th trip on Work and Witness. So, and I'm enjoying getting to know the people.
My name is Bo Garrett. I'm from Canton, Ohio, and I'm an electrician. Currently, I work at a factory that makes fake decorative stones, and I maintain all the electrical equipment. This is my 4th trip. Absolutely love being here and meeting you guys, and definitely love the food, maybe a little too much. So, yeah.
Good morning. My name's Eric. I am a manager at a grocery store in Ohio. This is my 8th trip. I really appreciate all the people that I get to meet, and I really appreciate the team that I get to work with. So, thank you.
Good morning. My name is Jim Ralston. I work at a steel mill in Canton, and I've been there for about 30 years. And my hobbies, I like bike riding, I'm kind of a remodeling guy. I got a lot of projects I like to do at my house and others, and so it's great to be here. Thank you, guys.
Hi, I'm Aaliyah. I'm a student at MVNU. This is my first Work and Witness trip. I have no experience in construction, so it's a fun experience. My major is middle child education with concentration of math and science, and I'm happy to be here.
My name is John Williams. This is my granddaughter. Together, she's the youngest, and I'm the oldest member of our team. I am retired. During my working career, I'm a little bit upset with the PNTS that you don't have a mathematics course. I was a professor of mathematics at Olivet Nazarene University and another Christian university following that. I lost track of how many Work and Witness teams I've been on quite a while ago.
Hi, I'm Mark Miller. I am a store manager of a Rite Aid drugstore. I've never been out of the United States. This is my first time ever out of the United States, so I can tell you I love this area. I love the country. I've loved the people, mostly the people. One of the nicest group of people I've ever met, and I love being here. From Akron, Ohio, we're only 30 minutes away from Cleveland. I get to go watch the Cleveland Cavaliers play live, the Cleveland Browns, the Cleveland Indians. And so I'm blessed that way, and I've loved my time here. Thank you.
Thank you all. All right.
So, just a little over a year ago, I worked as an instrument controls and electrical foreman in a power plant. Janet was a church secretary. We're lay people. We're not pastors or speakers of any kind. But we serve the church where we can. So Janet is going to share a little bit about what our call has looked like to the mission field.
So it's been just over a year since we packed up our home and sold most of our possessions to accept our position here. Because I believe that God is in the business of moving people to new places of faith and service, I want to share a little bit about what our call into missions has looked like. Now, Kevin and I have been involved in our church's local mission program for many years. We both enjoyed going on short-term trips, and I was our NMI president for several years. We've been blessed to go to Europe and Asia, South America, and Central America on mission trips. We both found ourselves captured by experiencing the church around the world. Our eyes were open to all that God is doing and how narrow our view can be when we see it from only one perspective. We're so proud to be part of a denomination that is so connected worldwide, where we can learn from one another and partner on projects together. It was about 5 years ago. It was just a regular day at work. I was an office manager in a real estate office, and I got a call from Kevin. He said, "We need to talk." Well, if any of you know my husband, like, I never get that call. There's been nothing in our marriage that we need to talk about. So I was a little concerned, but he assured me that it was nothing bad. And so that night, came home and had a conversation, and he shared with me his heart, that he was feeling called into full-time ministry or full-time missions work. And as he shared his heart with me, I realized, yeah, I feel that too. And I felt God's call, whatever that means. I didn't know what that meant, but at that moment, we were both captured by that. We both thought of it as a future thing, like, okay, when we retire, we'll go and do that. And meeting at home and realizing that we were both being led in the same direction was really life-changing for us. The fact that we both felt strongly about it was really confirming. And everything changed in this moment as we prayed together about what this might look like. Our focus, our dreams, our goals. We were both committed to being all in, whatever that would look like. We were excited and terrified at the same moment. We shared this conversation with friends and family, and we were encouraged to pursue what God might have before us. We continued to participate in our church's short-term mission trips. We did things like pay off our debt and plan financially by saving money. We found ourselves not making big purchases when we thought, will we be here long enough to enjoy that? We didn't know what it would look like. Our priorities had changed. But then a situation came up that caused us to wonder what God was up to. There was a baby, and we knew his mom. She was pregnant, and she was in jail. We had known her because she was raised in foster care. And we'd been involved in the home where she spent her high school years. We'd done Bible studies and things like that. She'd even vacationed with us during that time. She had no real family support for most of her life. Her baby was due at any time, and he needed a home. But how could we be preparing for mission work and take a baby? We both work. How could we do that? Like, we're old. And what if it didn't turn out good? What if it turned out really bad? How would we do that? How would we deal with it? But in that moment and in those times as we talked about it, I distinctly heard God say, this is the first crazy thing that I'm asking you to do, to step out in faith. Just do it. We did not know at that time if it would be 4 weeks or 4 months or even forever. But my sister and I picked up that newborn baby from the hospital on January 9th of 2015. Michael lived with us for 2.5 years. His mom was in jail for a couple of years, and then when she was released, she moved in with us for 11 months. And I can report that they are living on their own, and God is providing for them in amazing, amazing ways. Amber learned to trust God during this time. Time sitting in a jail cell, time training to be on the crew that works fire teams, where she worked really hard on the California fires. She learned to trust God. And she was baptized the first Sunday she got out of prison at our church. It has been wonderful to be a part of this story of redemption. And we get to be Mimi and Papa forever. I will say that leaving this little guy in the States has been one of my biggest sacrifices. Having the story of Michael in our lives prepared us for other steps of faith and for our journey into full-time missions and learning to trust wherever God would lead us. So during this time of this story, we continued to go on work and witness trips. We expanded our work. We did some marriage seminars and Bible studies, totally stretching us. And we did not have any Bible training other than what we learned in church and our Bible studies. On our last work and witness trip, we worked with a couple who'd been on the mission field for 24 years. They shared with us that they were called, when they were called, he was an accountant and she was a teacher. And these lay people encouraged us to follow where God was leading, even if we felt inadequate, that God would equip us for the work that he was calling us to do. And we began to hear God saying, don't wait, get ready to go. So a little over 2 years ago, after attending a cross-cultural orientation event and getting input from trusted friends and advisors and putting our fears in God's hands, we'd let Kansas City Global Missions Office know that we could be ready to go in 2018. So I kept waiting for these bright lights from heaven that would shine down and show us the way to go, where we should go, what we should do, what would it look like, because we'd made the decision to go. And so we prayed and we waited for God to lead us. And for months, nothing happened. There was just nothing. And we kept waiting and we kept wondering, what is up? But then we heard about this opening in the Philippines. Now, I knew Connie Abashir because she was our Links missionary. Like, I met her one time. We didn't really know each other. And I knew she was in the Philippines. And one night, very late at night, I saw her active on Facebook. And I messaged her with questions about the work and witness coordinator job. Was it really a job? Did they have needs? That type of thing. We texted back and forth for over an hour, and she was really anxious to make some connections for us. Now, as our conversation came to an end, I had to say, no, you can't tell anybody. I haven't even told my husband that I talked to you. Like, he doesn't know anything about this. He, of course, was asleep because he got up at 4 every day to go to work. But the next day, I shared my conversation with Kevin. And there were several things about the Philippines that really attracted us, although we had not really considered Asia before. Much of our ministry in the past had been in Central America, so that was kind of in our head. But at this time, we still felt like God wanted us to move forward. And so we agreed to have discussions with the Asia Pacific leadership. After a couple of Skype phone interviews with the staff and then with our leadership here, we were asked how long would we need to pray over the decision to accept this position. And Kevin looked right at Dr. Bruce and Pastor Bong and said, we have been praying for months that God would lead us where we were to go. If you're asking us to come, we will see that as an open door and walked through it. From that moment on, it was a whirlwind of preparation and selling things and cleaning out our home, fundraising, and in 7 months, God provided our financial support, and we hopped on a plane, and we moved here. We are so excited to be a part of the APNTS Filipino Field family. God is using our lay people gifts to serve his church, and we're excited to be a part of that. So I have to ask, are you a lay person? How about this? Are you training to be a pastor who will shepherd lay people? God has given gifts to everyone in his church to do the work of his kingdom. He wants everyone to use those gifts and talents. If you are a lay person, be looking around to see how God will use you in new ways this year. If you are a pastor or are studying to be a pastor, don't forget to empower your lay people and encourage them to use their gifts to serve God. You may be surprised where God will take them. 1 Peter 4:10, each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. So I could be sitting in Glendora, California, doing my job each day, serving God. There would be nothing wrong with that. But here I stand on the other side of the planet. We get to do our little part here at APNTS and support 18 other countries around the world through you, the students here. We get to support the Philippines Micronesia Field through the churches and the schools and the pastors and the ministries and the lay people that we support here. I would never have had that opportunity if I had not gotten over my own lack of ministerial gifts and experienced God's amazing equipment for what was beyond me. Have you ever heard of Bezalel and Oholiab? So these guys are part of the nation of Israel. Let me read to you a little bit out of Exodus 31, verses 1 to 6. Then the Lord said to Moses, "See, I have chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills to make artistic designs for work in gold and silver and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of crafts. Moreover, I have appointed Oholiab, son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, to help him. Also, I have given ability to all the skilled workers to make everything that I have commanded you." We study these guys, these skilled workers, because God handpicked them to build his tabernacle, his dwelling place. They were not Levites, not to be part of the priesthood. They were craftsmen, called to do a job that was beyond their abilities by the power of the Holy Spirit. And they and other craftsmen and women did that exact job exactly the way God laid it out to them, perfectly. Let me tell you a recent story of craftspeople and work and witness. It comes from the Central European field. A humble, believing refugee family lost their home in a terrible fire. The missionary who put out the call to pray for and, if possible, give, was overwhelmed by the response. Her phone beeped all night long as people updated her post with words of support and prayer for this family. But then comes the cool thing. She received notice of a church in a neighboring country. So like they're in Europe, so like 2 hours later they can be in another country. And it was of a church who said they were organizing to come and help with the cleanup. And then she had requests from other Nazarenes to join that work team. She sees their responses as a testimony of what happens when Work and Witness and NMI are active in local congregations. It's a God thing. When we use our gifts and our abilities for the glory of God, it becomes beyond us by the power of God. And I say, let's call it out in each other. Let's call it out in our church families, in our parishioners. Well, that's how Kevin and I feel. God has called us to do a job that's beyond our abilities, but in His power, we know that He will use our gifts and abilities and equip us by His Holy Spirit for the work that He has called us to do. So you each have a little piece of paper. I want you to think about it. What are the things that you do well? Things you find easy, or maybe things that you're willing to work hard at. I would like each of you to take your little piece of paper that you've been given and write down a couple of your gifts or talents. What are things you do good? Are you good with people? Can you do electrical? Maybe you're good at pushing wires in a wall. Maybe you're good at painting or sanding. Or maybe you're a really good pastor. And maybe your preaching is just a gift you've just recently found that God has called you to do. We all have gifts and talents, and I would like you to write a couple of your gifts and talents on your little piece of paper. And as you're writing them down, just take a moment to thank God for them. It's not that you're good at this, it's that God has gifted you to be good at these things.